You may think of Phoenix as being the home of a lot of great country or rock music, but Arizona also has a history of punk that you may not expect.
Chris Calzada is a film student at ASU and is working on a documentary that will chronicle the state's history of punk.
I feel like it's the most culturally diverse group of people, musicians, artists that come together no matter what time of week it is to make music. I like that. I respect that a lot. And I think that needs to be shown to a lot, as many people as possible, you know.
No, I think the phrase used, culturally diverse, might surprise a few people. Give us some background on that, because I think people may have stereotyped it as basically a lot of young white guys. Is that not the case?
It doesn't seem that way, especially here in Arizona. It's what I've actually just found out even a couple days ago is that there's actually a lot of kids on the reservations that start their punk bands and, you know, got a lot of girl punk bands. You got singers and band members, musicians of all, you know, different races and colors and creeds and genders. I mean, it just goes on and on.
For someone who's never seen a punk band perform, if you could describe for us, you know, how people are dressed, how the music sounds, what the major instruments are, that kind of thing.
The guitars are turned up as loud as, you know, enough to, you know, actually hurt your ears. And I think that's, in a good way, that's probably one of the funnest things about it. It's that music penetrates your head, your mind, your heart, hits everything. For me, it's always been drums. The way that the drums sort of always kind of overpower the guitars, that always kind of speaks to me. I guess just the rhythm of it. And the faster it is, the better it is. And that's how I like my music. Faster, the better.
You know, are there punk bands that come to mind for you that that made it big, that came from Phoenix, that people got to know?
Authority Zero is important to mention. We got to mention JFA. That's Jerry Foster Army. I'm actually a Navy reservist, and this fine young chap, Reese Rakovich, he goes to these punk shows all the time. When he's not at work and he's not, you know, doing what he does, he's involved in the Phoenix punk scene. I didn't understand what compelled him to do that. I started going to shows with him, and I realized that I'd been missing quite a bit of that excitement and energy for a long time. Something as fun as going to a punk show, and that's exactly what I needed. So, and then from there, putting together a final film project for my ASU graduation, I figured that was it. I got to do a punk documentary and put it together because I don't see one available. There's nothing, there's small ones here and there. They just kind of barely scratch the surface, but nothing full length, nothing 60 or 90 minutes, and that really tells the whole story. That's what I'm trying to do, tell the whole story.
That was ASU film student Chris Calzada. If you want to submit your favorite memories of Phoenix's punk scene for Chris to include in his documentary, go to azchaos.com and click Be a Part of Arizona's Punk History.